It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 929.
Happy Monday. What is happening, Gronks? What's going on?
I'm fired up because my bike arrives today. I might have to mute my microphone during the show to take the delivery person's call.
You know when it's a big day, when JoJo's put it in his calendar at 6 till 7:45 a.m., bike day. What were you doing in that hour?
Getting fired up, getting ready for it.
Yeah. Did you wake up and just start, bike day?
Yeah, you might as well. No, I've actually become an early riser. Have I spoken about this on the show?
Well, I mean, you've always sort of risen at 7. Mm. I think. That's pretty early, dude.
Like I've most become people. The 5:45 natural wake-up time.
Okay, no, so that's pretty early. And so what are you doing at 5:45 a.m.?
Not much. I was watching the Formula One crash that happened. That was insane, wasn't it? I was scrolling a little bit, woke up, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to shower, get ready, watch some YouTube. That was fun. Watched a video on what different influencers on YouTube are doing for merch when it comes to food and drink.
Okay.
And then Samir did a breakdown, so that was good.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, your day's been off to a good start. But you just had it in the calendar because your bike is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
This is the exercise bike is coming, and so I was excited. Okay. Yeah, excited about that. We've got the space ready to go. Everything's good. How was your morning?
Yeah, I mean, my morning started well. Bodhi sleeps. When he sleeps all night, you know, it's a good morning. Mm-hmm. And he was fired up. So, he came in and immediately wanted something to eat. So, he went and helped himself to an up-and-go in the fridge, Amy's stash, and comes back in. And I was like, just have it. And then
does he know how to prick it with a straw? Or does he need help?
No, I pricked it. Mm-hmm. I pricked it and then I said I had to taste it. I just got to check it.
Yeah, sure.
Had a little sip. Yeah, no worries. That's good. Uh-huh. But then I was in the shower and Bodhi comes in and we've got these things in the fridge. They're called drops. We call them drops. They're like some kind of like
gummy
Chinese herbal concoction of, you know, all different things. They smell very garlicky. It has echinacea in it and it's in the, you know, like a little dropper and you put it under your tongue. Mm-hmm. And Bodhi loves them. We call it, you know, medicine. So it's like, Bodhi, you gonna have your drops. Anyway, I'm in the shower and he comes in. He says, "Dad, can you get the drops? Get the drops." He's got them in his hand, and he passes it to me. And let me tell you, this liquid of these drops is dark. It's black. If you got it on a white t-shirt, you're done. It would stain. Like, you know, you would wipe off the initial bit and then it would just leave. It would look like coffee, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. It's like a petrol.
I grabbed
it. Garlicky.
It's so smelly and garlicky. Like, I've had this before when I've been a bit sick and my mum gives them to me. I'd never buy this stuff, but I just go with mum's flow and I hope they do something, but I'd never buy them. And I've been sick and sweated and I reckon I was sweating garlic out of my pores. Like, I smelt like garlic.
Actually, party trick. Grace Paris can eat raw garlic no problem. The minced garlic. When we were 2 weeks ago, she was at our place, had a couple of gins and we're like, eat it. And she just like a whole spoonful of minced garlic.
Oh, my God.
And so, anyway, you've got the... So, he's trying to
hand them to me. So, he hands them to me. Mm-hmm. This is a dropper. You know what a dropper looks like? Big orange.
Yeah. Like poo drops and stuff.
I grab the fucking dropper from the top, the orange bit.
Oh, no.
And I pull it towards me because this is how I usually pick them up. And he's undone it.
Oh, no.
And he's let go. He's done what he needed to do. Mm-hmm. Let go in the bathroom, just hits the ground, doesn't smash, but you know when like a bottle hits and it shoots out liquid?
Yeah.
This thing sprayed, looked like a murder scene in the bathroom. And I'm just like, oh, no. Like, we've got like a lighter gray vinyl in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no, this is going to stain. And so, I get out of the shower. I'm scrubbing the floor. Fuck. That was my morning. But other than that, he was an angel. He was.
And so, did you have any left?
There's, Yeah, because the bottle kind of has its little curve mm-hmm. and then to the lid, there was like whatever would sit in the sort of curvature part of it. It's like any bottle.
Yeah, yeah,
there's sure. always a bit left in there mm-hmm. if you just drop it, mm-hmm. unless you pour it upside down. Anyway, so we still have a bit of mum's drops. But mum, need some more if you're listening.
Is it from the naturopath?
Yeah, this guy cooks it up. He does it himself.
Oh, great.
He boils up a vat so that it's always a different flavor. You know, it's either stronger or lighter or somewhere in between. Like, but it always tastes different depending mm. on the batch.
Well, I'm going to become the cod liver guy, liver oil guy. But interestingly, I had it on my list for ages to buy this stuff that Sev's recommended. Mm. I went to buy it yesterday. It's not a capsule. Like, I was expecting, like, capsules or something like that. It is liquid that you put into a teaspoon and then guzzle down.
Interesting. So, it comes as an oil, mm-hmm. but then so does fish oil tablets. Oh, no, you can get them.
When I think about fish oil tablets.
JJ, you can get Black Moore's Immune Support Cod Liver Oil, 1,000 mm-hmm. milligram tabs. Like, you can get capsules.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Have you ever done the sort of drinking liquid of any sort?
Oh, what monster's getting the cod liver oil to drink? Because
that's what Mace gets.
Fishy. It would but be
apparently,
fishy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
oh, he'd be burping. Like I've had,
oh, burping. If you have, yeah, that's
if you have if you have just normal fish oil, like whatever that uh-huh. whatever's in that. They're just being specific about the type mm. now. I remember burping and
what does it taste
fish.
Like?
Fish. Smells like you've just been to the fish
and
chip.
Good, but a fish and chip shop's all right.
Nah, without the fried goodness on the sure. outside, like it's mm-hmm. it's no good. I mean, you're doing it for health. I'm not taking these drops for a little bit of something sweet. You know,
yeah.
but he does.
So talking about like you're doing it for health, there's a book that GB recommended that I've been reading. I've just forgotten the name of it. It's got connected. What is it? The it's about it's like why you're depressed and what you can do about it.
What are you in JB? Are you all right?
No, JB was right? He was telling me something else, and then I just and he said, "Oh, you've read this book, haven't you?" I was like, "Oh no, I haven't." And so I picked it up over the weekend. It's called Lost Connections: Why You're Depressed and How to Find Hope. Right. If you've seen the
title,
yeah. If you've seen the if you see the cover, you probably would have seen it around. Anyway, the power of placebos.
Yeah,
it's real. Like you know, thinking that this something will work, and the thing is, like I've never been a real like a drug guy. I don't like taking. I haven't taken any painkiller this year. I don't think.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, I snorted one last night. No, I didn't.
That was your morning routine, wasn't it? Snort two Panadol. No, so I...
snort one, drop one.
Yeah. And so I haven't... Like, I'm not really into medication. When I was a kid, I've told this story before, Mum would threaten that she was going to take me to the doctor because she said that I probably have ADD. I love that we never did anything about it. It was just like, Josh, you've got ADD. If you're not careful, you're going to the doctors and we're getting you something. We're going to drug you up.
Proof in the pudding. Placebo.
Yeah.
You were threatened and you thought, fuck, I better fix myself here.
No, well, so the interesting thing is if you've ever thought about medication or anything like that when it comes to depression, anxiety, I would highly recommend the book because it talks about the big pharmaceutical companies, how dodgy the whole thing is and how most of the impact in this book anyway, they talk about it being a placebo, which obviously there's a bunch of people who are getting great benefits from antidepressants.
But what you're saying is it could be somewhere coming, it could be a part placebo that is actually going on, which is still working at that point, right?
Yeah, but then you're also getting all these other side effects. So if you've got to think about the side effects and all that sort of thing. And so then I wonder, these things, like these natural remedies, seem like a good option. So I was thinking with the so my back feels sore a bunch. I was like, you know, as I'm going to start riding heaps, I want to make sure that I'm feeling good. And so I was thinking, I'm going to get the cod liver oil stuff and start taking that, because even if it's not doing anything for my back, I really believe that it will. Like, I think it will. And so if I just keep saying it's going to fucking help, like I'm going to be so fucking fired up, my back will start to feel better. I don't know if this is going to work.
Well, I feel you. It's, I mean, if you're not the medicine guy, I don't think it translates to just herbs, like, you know, doing multivitamins.
Not necessarily. So, for instance.
In that realm is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, someone who would take a cod liver tablet is willing to take a multivitamin as well.
Sure.
Very similar. Like, mm-hmm. you're playing with the same dice.
So, you think I need to be the multivitamin guy?
No, not the multivitamin guy. I mean, start there. Start there, vitamin C, get that up intake. Mm-hmm. Maybe then bring some greens powder in. Next, you'll be living on a fucking powders and pills diet.
You could imagine me doing that.
I could imagine you. I mean, you will be the old guy with Monday to Sunday tablet holder. You know, back in my day, I said I would not take anything, but fuck me.
No, I won't.
Now I've got to take something every 3 hours.
that seems a bit full on.
I mean, that's probably all of us at some point.
Have you, have you been to the optometrist before?
When I was young, it was, you know, every kid, I think, at some point thinks that having glasses is cool, or like, I mean, or you're the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. But I think there is a portion of people that are like, mate, I want glasses. Like, I want to be that person with glasses. And so, you know, I slid him a 50 under the table and said, you know, tell my mama I need glasses. Mm-hmm. But no, it was a very long time ago. I'm trying to just recall. I can't even remember doing the test. I remember being in a room looking at sort of things on the, you know, the letters on the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, it's probably different now, is it? Or are you still doing the
exact same sort of thing. But they do have new.
I mean, if it ain't broken.
Yeah, well, they have new tech when it comes to lenses. They're talking to me about anti-fatigue and things like that. If anyone's got anti-fatigue glasses.
You can get headaches from your eyes. Mm. Like, there can be issues there. Mm-hmm. Strain can cause. Are they saying that fatigue can come from... Fatigue is in your eyes are tired or it causes your body fatigue? It's just eye fatigue.
Eye fatigue.
Yeah, okay. If you did a day without glasses, because you got some solid ones, it's not solid as in you look like, you know, a kid who's just been given his grandfather's glasses and said you have to deal with these ones. They're stylish, you put them on.
And they've been shaved right down. This? Well, yeah, no. If I take my glasses off, my eyes, I've got little eyes. Scooter Derek said, oh, g'day, diamond eyes, when I answered the phone the other day.
I think it's because, oh, my God, it does.
It does. It magnifies. So much bigger. Yeah. It's unlike an Instagram filter.
You actually are living a lie. You face tuned.
Yeah.
Face tuned every day. So it. I put your glasses on. I'm like, holy shit! Mm-hmm. I'm in another world. Yeah. But that makes you feel great. So what
makes you feel great?
What's going on with your eyes?
It helps me to see. It's not some sort of like trip. It's just helping me see. But I don't completely understand. I still don't know. I think I'm long-sighted. This is the thing. I don't know if I'm short-sighted, long-sighted.
So, can you see something close to you well or something further away? Because I thought it was the opposite. Long-sighted is that you can't see something close to you. Short-sighted
I should know. I have no idea. But so, this is the thing. So, apparently, I've got two things wrong with me. Got more than that, but two that they've been able to sort of put a finger on. And so, this anti-fatigue is like a gradient, not like a coloured gradient. It's like when you look down, it almost sounds like bifocals. I just don't know what the difference is. You look down and you get a better reading experience. And when you look up, you're seeing more sort of the whole new world, which I don't completely understand how it all works, because I did see the screenwriter Aaron Sorkin, when he does the masterclass, one of the things that I like, one of his quirks, which I'm like, I could get behind this, is he has regular glasses.
Yeah.
And then he has reading glasses. And so he has reading glasses around his neck, and he's like switches between them. And I sort of like the theater of it. I like the idea of being like, oh, I need to read something, take the other glasses off, put them on. But the optometrist was thinking that was a bit ridiculous, I think.
Oh, so you went and they were giving you your options. Okay. What kind of questions did they ask you? Because, I mean, you don't like banter in a setting of that kind on a podcast. Yeah, sure, you go for hours. But, I mean, it's quite a – I mean, this is more invasive than a hairdresser.
Yeah.
They're probably up close looking at your eyes, or are they looking in a machine? Like, are they strapping you into some kind of –
Well, the thing is, part of it is, I think, that the thing with hairdressers or barbers is there's a hipster factor. And I think it's the hipster. I think that there's something that I can talk to an optometrist. I feel like I...
What, is it because they're less qualified? They haven't gone to university?
No, to work out this business. I just feel like the banter level is so low in general that anything that I do will wow them in regards to banter.
Give me one wow factor from your optometrist.
Okay. So I said, I sat down. She said, have you got your Medicare card? I said, no, I don't actually. And she said, okay, no, that's fine. I just need to make sure that your name is exactly as it is on your Medicare. And I said, oh, actually, I'm still on my family, like my parents' Medicare. Is that going to be a problem? She's like, no, no, no. She's like, oh, your date of birth? And I said, you know, 14th and 9th, 1990. And then I said, you know, too old to still be on the family Medicare card, you know. And she said, no, no. She's like, I'm married and, like, I still haven't got mine updated. It's been, like, 3 years. And so, like, it was great banter. And then what else did we talk about? The funny thing was that we went to – I go to a place in the city. What's it called? I'll give them a plug because they are great. Fuck, what is it? Optics. Something Optics. In QV.
Oh, you sent Harry there to pick up your glasses once.
Did I really?
Was that him? Was that him? He picked up your glasses from QV?
Oh, no, that QV? Was... No, he had to go for his... What was it called? Nelson's? The Nelson's? Anyway, if I've ever heard one. I think it's a Nelson's Optic. Can you look up Nelson's Optics?
The most memorable eye doctors in the country.
No. They're very good. Nelson's Optics.
What makes a good optometrist?
No, it's not Nelson's.
Other than just one that does what they need to do.
No, this is going to annoy me because not Nelson's, because that's Bailey Nelson. It's not Bailey Nelson. QV Optics. Henderson's.
Okay.
Henderson's is what they call. They do real primo glasses. Anyway, the what was I saying about them? Great banter.
So you're in there,
really good. Was in there. Did the whole Medicare thing. Oh, this was the thing. So I told her, like, we were in the city all day and we decided at like 12:30 that I would go and check out some new glasses, found some that I liked. They said, you haven't had your eyes tested since 2017, so you need to get them tested before we're going to get your new glasses. I pushed back last time, I remember, and they just gave me my old ones. I'm like, come on, guys, it should be fine. They said, no, you should get tested. So I did, but the appointment wasn't until 3:30. So we had 3 hours that we had to do something in the city. So we're doing all of that stuff. And then Bree said to them, oh, could I actually book for an appointment too? Might as well. Mm-hmm. And so Bree booked in straight after me.
Great.
But the stitch up was that I was telling the optometrist, I'm like, yeah, a bit over the shopping and all that sort of thing. And then Bree comes out of her appointment and says, optometrist said, you're ready to go home. I was like, yeah. Well, you know that. There's no surprise there. Anyway,
they don't have the same. They don't have the same. client, yeah. Client, doctor, patient.
Yeah,
rules as stuff. Doctors do.
Well, the funny thing was because I was ready to go, and I said, "Okay, yeah." They said Bree's next. I'd finished early, and I said I'll call her. And the optometrist said, "Oh, I'm going to go and sterilize everything." I'm like, "Nah, don't bother." I'm like, we live together. It's fine. Just say, oh, no, I still will. But I was just trying to rush this shit up, you know, just see what yeah. little light time hacks.
So, I feel like you don't have a problem with going to the optometrist.
No, I like optometrists. I ask them questions. I say, so, what, you know, what does that mean? Am I answering it? I think I say annoying things like, am I answering them right? Because the thing is, it's like they double check things.
Yes.
And then, like, she was getting me to do one thing and she, like, did a few times. I'm like, why do you keep doing that? She's like, I'm just testing. All right,
so I'm going to clear this up for you. Short-sightedness is the exact opposite of long-sightedness and means your near vision, ability to see things up close, is clear, mm-hmm. while your long vision, ability to see things in the distance, is blurry. Which is still kind of a bit confusing.
Because I don't know. To be honest, my eyes look like I think that I could live a life without glasses.
What do you mean? But I mean, can some people live a life.
No, but I seriously, I can actually see. I can see fingers. I can see signs.
Hang on, you've got your glasses on.
No. With the glasses off is what I'm saying.
So, sorry, just to clarify, because they kind of that information they lead with another thing and then they sort of switch it. Andy says if you're long sighted, you find it more difficult to see clear objects that are close to you. Yeah, so I've always sort of gone the opposite. So long sighted is stuff close to you that's clear is hard, you struggle,
yeah,
and then vice versa, short sighted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which one are you?
I actually don't know. I think I'm. I so can't see far away. I can't see far away.
Okay, far away. So then you're short-sighted.
I can't see that close either. I don't know. It's very, I mean, what's counted far away? See, I also can focus things in. I can focus.
What are
which
you?
Which is very confusing.
If you're a lens, if you're a, mm-hmm. let's go a bit nerdy. Yeah, if you're yeah. a, what kind of a lens would you be? Just out the box. Fix a you don't have zoom function.
Yeah, no. So, I'm 50, so what, I'm 85? A 50 mil. No, I'm a 50 mil.
Canon cine lens, or are you a Sigma?
No, I'm 50 mil 1.8.
Yeah,
like okay. I can. Can you do that? Can you actually look at your, like, say, if you look at the microphone, if you move back about 10 centimeters, if you move back, can you see the microphone in focus and then blur everything else out?
Yes.
Can
yes.
you do it? Just it's, do it for
hold
me
a
now.
Finger up and look at your finger and the background blurs. I literally have done this before. If you make...
I reckon actually I might have
if
a 1.2
lens. If you make films,
lens.
If you make videos and you play with cameras that have lenses that mm-hmm. have more control than your iPhone, actually your iPhone can actually do it. Just press on the subject and it blurs the background. It is mimicking the eye. That's what the cameras are doing. This is getting real weird.
Thanks,
this
crazy.
Is getting real weird. Hey, just quickly,
yes.
I just looking at you doing that silly thing, cross-eyed mm-hmm. thing where you're holding, like you end mm-hmm. up, you went cross-eyed then. Remember those books? I'd always go for them in the library and they had some wacky shapes and shit going on and you would hold it up close to your eyes and you'd slowly draw it back and it would, if you did it correctly, it took me fucking 30 minutes to try and get this thing, but then you could see this 3D shit going on.
Yep.
Do you remember those books?
Yeah, I do remember them, yeah.
They were sick.
Mm. Yeah, I feel they like the it's the closest thing you're going to get to hard drugs at a library, isn't it?
Yeah. Depends just, what school you're at, bro.
The trippers are in the library, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be good.
Mm. What did you do on the weekend?
While intoxicated. Here's one for you. This is, I think everyone in Melbourne did this, the lockdown. What can we throw out?
Mm-hmm.
There is, you've got time and there's shit around you and you're willing to sort it out, but then there's nowhere to go and take it. So, you either do hard rubbish to get rid of the stuff that actually is junk, and then you've got the stuff you want to give away. And then there's a fine line about what's in that box that could be given away that could actually be binned.
Yep.
But we did end up giving a lot away. I took it to the office and put it in the garage while we were in lockdown, because it was when we were moving. And then the Salvos closed down. They weren't accepting donations. And then they opened up and then they were accepting donations twice a week, but they had to put the things into quarantine for 4 days or something like this. They were literally putting items into quarantine.
Spraying them down, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know how serious they got, but it was too much for me when they said, look, you have to come at this exact time and it's only this. I was like, nah. And so, we held off, and then over the weekend, on Saturday, it was like, perfect. We're going down to my mum's place. I know this awesome spot where you can drive in and there's people there waiting to hand over stuff. I've given stuff there before. And we got there and there was like one other car and I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I'd packed up the car, but we'd also taken stuff from home as well. And I grabbed some stuff.
That you weren't trying to donate? Or?
Well, I grabbed some shorts that I needed to exercise in at mum and dad's place. Put them with the bag that I was actually throwing too.
Oh, no.
And I get to the house after we've dropped this off. And I mean, have you seen my shorts? I mustn't have brought them. She's like, you're joking. The purple ones? I was like, yeah.
Your favourite purple shorts. you love those shorts.
They were on the bag. I said, yeah, they were on the bag. They weren't in the bag. They were on top of the bag.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
Buy some new ones.
How about on the short front, whilst I was getting my eyes checked, Bree had bought me some shorts from Nike. Some running shorts. The thing is, they've got undies inside them. Can you give me the full sort of thing on undies and shorts? What's the deal?
It depends. So, the problem with the undies and shorts is you almost need to wear undies in them, not briefs. Because I've had problems with having it like an undie shape and then wearing briefs that go lower down. And so, just freeballing them, son.
So I was trying to work out.
I think that's what you're meant to do.
And so then, does that mean that you just have to be more vigilant? Or is vigilant the right word?
What? I mean, a slippage?
No, not vigilant. Cleaning shit more. Running shorts, I would do five. I mean, not that I've done running. Like, let's be honest. They're more sort of lounge wear normally, but these ones are running shorts. These are, Josh isn't fucking around. He's going for runs.
Here's the thing. Treat them like underwear. If you're wearing...
Sure. So, every day I'm having to wash it. Yeah, that's what I like.
I think you have to treat them like underwear. I'm with you when it's just a short over the top.
If you have undies, you can let them go a couple of shorts, days
if you're not sweating hard in them.
Yeah, I could go... I think I could do four runs before a wash if they didn't have internal undies. But then the craziness of it is you could actually get more runs out of the shorts if you were to wear shorts, because then you've got a double barrier. So then you're technically not using the internal undies at all for any sort of crazy absorption.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the game. I need to buy some shorts
now. What are you going to get? I mean, Cyber Monday sales.
They had every day covered. Black Friday, like on Saturday, Sunday.
So, I'm just going on to
Monday.
Oz Bargains. Ozbargain.
Is this a life hack for people? Oz Bargain, if you're wanting to buy bargain. Stuff online.
.com.
Here's the can I just tell you right now, the problem with buying shit online. The problem.
You can't try
it. Amy bought herself a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Gazettes, these awesome shoes. I bought exact same shoe for her birthday a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. White Adidas, and she hasn't been able to find them in Australia. Found them online, bought them, paid $150, and they've been delivered too big. And she, I mean, that's on her for not knowing her size. I'm just like,
anyone.
Oh no, are you going to send them back? She's like, yeah. It will cost the same, by the time they've gone to Europe back again, like, it's not worth sending them back. It'll be like $80 to send them back before you've even got anything new. And so, absolute nightmare. So, she's got to sell them online now. But that's
so it was an international store that she bought them from?
It was an international store. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, it's fine if you bought from Foot Locker and then you can go into a Foot Locker and exchange them. That's the problem. But
that's what I liked with Mr. Porter, which is like an online retailer. What I liked about them is even though they're from the UK, you could send shit back.
Well, the Iconic as well, you can send stuff back. And there's a bunch, but it's very annoying.
So there's, I wonder if you can, do Oakleys do shorts? They do sunnies. Did you ever own proper Oakleys or were they all fake?
No, I never bought it. I went to an Oakley rooftop party and they were giving away free Oakleys. So I got, that's the first time I got a pair of Oakleys.
Oh, that's crazy. Do you know the Oakley founder, what he created?
Red.
Yeah, Red cameras. It's a good fact, isn't it?
It's very cool. I mean, they're in the glassware.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the lens game.
Lenses.
And so,
I'm not seeing much on Ozbargain in the way of, there's a lot of deals, but I can't see anything in regards to clothing. Tag or just DM Tommy today if you've got any good places in Melbourne.
For shorts.
Where you can get shorts, yeah. Well, I might get some too. Like even Under Armour had a sale the other day. I should have gotten some from there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's I mean, I do recommend going in store. It isn't just at this point. Like, you look at the push at the moment for everyone to be buying local in LA right now because of they're going into that second lockdown, that harsh lockdown again. Very fucking bad for small business. It's it is worth it. Like, you go to the supermarket, the shopping center, and there's lots of people. And I'm just thinking, imagine
just
these
clothes. I actually hate, I think it's just like a body image thing. I just hate fucking trying stuff on because if it's not good, it's just, it feels shit, you know? It's just
Like, but even shoes, I even feel
like the whole problem with the fucking, every time, like, was I with you or maybe I was with Nason in New York where I got some New Balance shoes and it's like you fucking end up with the 2Es, you know, the wide ones. It's like, you know, they take you over to the fucking, the medical section.
And you walk out and they put a song on.
Yeah. No, just to make like, sure you know. Oh, these ones, you know, these comes with fucking, yeah, it's ridiculous. Do you know what I have been talking about? But I've gotten a lot of pushback from the people I've told. Crocs, thinking about just getting Crocs for around the house / going to the bin room.
Who's giving you pushback? Let me guess. Mr. 97.
Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah, mate, come on. Don't go to that kid for advice.
Do you think Crocs are cool?
Dude, Crocs, there is, you will receive pushback, but there is a certain group of people that can pull them off, and I reckon you're one of them.
Yeah, thank you.
You just like,
because they're very mean, very don't funny. You think?
It's comical. And maybe you can, how about you get people to start signing them and shit and drawing on them? No, go real weird.
No, I want to go like minimalist white. Like, there's a real nice sort of white
Post Malone
pair.
Has released a croc, and I bet you they're fucking $3,000 or something.
Because I didn't realize
$59.99. Post Malone is still Croc's biggest fan. His
I'll
latest
sell them
design.
To you for $700. Will you buy them?
Oh, so there are a limited edition Post Malone Crocs for sale. I wouldn't be surprised if someone's trying to flog them for a shitload of money. I mean, I know. So he's done this deal with them where he's legit just got a line, all these different yellow ones, which is very on brand. They've got like some of his tattoos on them.
Did you know they have
Postico?
They've got foam in them.
What?
So if I go the classic clog, is that what I want? No. Oh, I do have a bit of Dutch. Is that the let's have a look for men.
Oh, sorry guys. I'm spot on. Crocs Dimitri Clog Post Malone. $2,708. I'm going to send you this site. It's called StockX.com.
Oh, no. For some reason,
StockX.
Someone got me on their email, like on the StockX email, and I can't unsubscribe.
Dude,
very annoying.
You can see the stock of a shoe going up. This is sick. This is like, oh, wow. This is like so, you're doing the trading, but for physical goods.
So the classic. Oh my god, this clog has almost like the material that you would see in UGG boots on the inside. That's outright. That's not good for summer.
Look, there's a vibe that you've completely given up, but I appreciate the clog. I mean the croc, which are a clog takeoff. You can do add-ons.
Well, I typed in celebrities so wearing funny. Crocs.
Wait, there's heaps.
And there's so many. Justin Bieber loves. I do that with everything. Anytime I'm feeling a bit down, when I had my herniated discs, I typed in celebrities with herniated discs. Do you know George Clooney has a herniated disc?
Oh,
you
know God. That? Yeah, he's also the face of, you know, that coffee company.
What is it? Nespresso?
Nespresso.
But so, this is interesting. So, these are the features of the classic clog. Roomy, our most generous roomy fit. Iconic, legendary cross light foam cushioning, offers all-day comfort and support. Easy to clean, washes off with soap and water. I'm definitely going to get some clogs. Sorry, not what clogs, Crocs.
Crocs. I mean, I could also see you rocking the Yeezy.
are they
the
wide?
Foam shoe. Yeezy foam shoe. They're called Yeezy Foam Runner. They're even more trippy than a Croc.
Oh, really? Send them to me.
They look like a prototype that a young industrial design student has carved out with some clay. Like my brother literally would build shit in clay back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I'd
how pay much
them.
Are they?
They're cheaper. I'm not sure where you'd get them, to be honest, but they were selling very cheap for like $50 or $60. But I'm sure $75 USD, here they are. Oh my us. I'm back at stock. They're up to $847.
Mm. So I think they'll be part of my look. I think so. Can you wear Crocs on shoots, client meetings?
No. Client meetings. That yeah, would be depends considered. On how much you want to win the job.
Yeah, sure. And yeah, I do wonder. So I think I could have my ASICs for client meetings and for work, but then like going to the shops or whatever.
Dude, I want to. Let's have a. A Crocs, a studio where you have to wear Crocs. Everyone in there has to wear Crocs. Mm-hmm. But then you have your shoe rack downstairs. So you're not allowed
George
to wear shoes upstairs.
George would look great in Crocs. Don't you think?
Yeah, you would.
Great, we'll make it happen. Alrighty, everyone. It's a daily talk show. Do you think I should wear Crocs? Send an email hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Have you got any tips on which ones to get? There seems to be a few ones there. I need to work out which to get. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the day. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.